Good morning with us, our political observer Alan Shar. Talk on a Friday morning. We've been witness to a second night of protesting going on around the country, Manhattan, Boston, right here in Albany and other places. In most cases, peaceful protests, but some arrests. People chanting, I can't breathe, of course, dealing with the chokehold case. And Eric Garner, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, of course, he's calling for a review of the legal system and better police training, along with Mayor Bill de Blasio. And, of course, we have the justice system that's going to continue to investigate.
You know, David, the whole question is whether or not politicians are going to survive. I mean, there's this question of their own personal survival. So you get Bill de Blasio, who comes in as a progressive. He has to keep order in his city. On the other hand, he has a constituency, and he has to please that constituency. He has a wife who is black and children who are biracial, and he owes it to himself and to his community to make sure that there is a certain amount of justice. But on the other hand, the police, let's face it, have been used by our society as a force to make sure that street crime goes down and stays down. And that is, in fact, what has happened in this country. We see those statistics all the time. The police, of course, as a thin blue line, feel as if they are being oppressed. And they turn around and they're very angry about the fact that, and many of them are very angry about the fact that they have been sort of scapegoated themselves. So you have a very ugly situation here. You do have symbolic protests. You have the people with the coffins on the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City, and you have marches here in Albany where we're talking from. But that doesn't necessarily translate into change. But it is an important part of the pressure that gets put on the system to make sure that there is more equality. Because when you have more economic equality, you have less oppression. I mean, it's that simple. So therefore, these forces which hit on each other are very necessary if you're going to work out a political system which has any sense of equity at all.
And the BBC coming in this morning on Hard Talk, they were talking with African-American professor Cornel West.
Mm-hmm.
Fascinating discussion. He's been very critical of the president, but he points out that after years of having the first African-American president, this issue, race, is much larger.
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because I've always been convinced that part of the vehemence that the Republicans, for example, in the Congress have with the president is that he is black, and that that represents a fundamental change in the way we do business in this country. I see this, the election of a black president, as a very progressive thing. He sees it as a co-optation. Cornel West, and I heard the interview, sees this as a co-optation of certain black politicians, and that they get into power and that they change their views and that they become a tool of the white establishment. Again, I don't like what Cornel West said about Obama. I think it's cruel and unfair. But I do think that it's part of a political system which is constantly like the plates underneath the earth, which cause these disruptions. It's constantly sort of pushing back and forth. That's part of politics.